What's your usual approach in terms of what kind of chemotherapy do you usually utilize?
So the vast majority of the women in the trastuzumab adjuvant trials received an anthracycline-based chemotherapy program, typically anthracyclines like AC followed by paclitaxel or docetaxel, with the trastuzumab being started at the time of the taxanes. That's how the North American trials were for the most part done, and where we clearly have compelling survival advantage for use of trastuzumab. There is a risk of cardiac toxicity with that treatment strategy. Roughly 3% of patients who get ACTH will experience symptomatic heart failure. And it's been hard to figure out exactly who these women are. They tend to be older, to have pre-existing hypertension. They tend to have borderline ejection fraction numbers at baseline, but it's still very hard to pick out who's really at jeopardy. So for the past year, that's what my treatment program has been for the most part, because since this is an aggressive breast cancer, that real but low risk of cardiac toxicity was something that clearly wouldn't keep you from giving trastuzumab to most breast cancer patients. We've heard updates of one of the adjuvant trastuzumab trials, the so-called BCIRG006 trial. And that trial had a third arm, which was a non-anthracycline chemotherapy arm, the so-called TCH, trastuzumab docetaxel carboplatin regimen. And with more mature data, it looks like TCH performs as well as ACTH in the BCIRG006 trial and may have safety advantages in that there was a slightly lower risk of congestive heart failure and a fewer percentage of patients had asymptomatic changes in LVEF. So I think increasingly people are going to look at this TCH regimen as another acceptable substitute for ACTH in women, which might have a slightly lower risk of cardiac complications.
For those unusual patients who do develop clinical heart failure, what happens? What's the natural course?
So in the short term, most patients get better. So with aggressive management of blood pressure and afterload reduction and beta blockade and other appropriate cardiac interventions, the majority of patients recover their LVEF and do well within a few months. There undoubtedly are going to still be a small fraction of patients who have lingering symptoms of heart failure. And we don't know what the long-term side effects are going to be for these women, 10 years out. We only have 2 to 3 years of follow-up for all these patients at this time.